Well, tonight we are going to do just a little bit more in 2 Timothy. This last Lord's Day evening, we finished up our series in 2 Timothy, but there were at least two verses that received no mention, and I just couldn't fit it in. So tonight our devotional will look at two of those verses. I want to look at 2 Timothy 4, verses 14 and 15. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 14 and 15. And it says, Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. May the Lord repay him according to his works. You also must beware of him, for he has greatly resisted our words. So briefly, three things to note from this text. First of all, people harm us. People harm us. Secondly, people get away with it. And then thirdly, people don't get away with it. So people harm us, people get away with it, and people don't get away with it. So first of all, people harm us. If you live long enough, this is going to be your experience eventually. Paul says that this Alexander did me much harm, a great deal of harm. You know, sometimes people harm us, but it may be the nature of what they did. It personally doesn't really hurt. For example, if I lend you my minivan and you return it and there's a dent in it, you know, you might apologize to me, but for me, it's not something I really care about because my old minivan is already covered with scratches and dents. So maybe you hurt something, but it doesn't really hurt. But sometimes people can wrong us and it really matters. It really does hurt. Verse 15 says that Alexander greatly resisted our words. And Paul is someone who labored in the ministry of his word, the ministry of the word. So this man, Alexander, greatly resisted Paul's words, Paul's work. The mighty apostle Paul, this man who was filled with wisdom, power from the Holy Spirit, he encountered this man, Alexander, who would put up significant resistance to Paul's labors. And this man, Alexander, was effective in reversing and limiting Paul's good work. Now, we don't know exactly how he did it. Maybe Alexander spread lies about Paul and Paul's message. Maybe Alexander mocked Paul's appearance. Maybe Alexander brought up Paul's painful past, how Paul had hurt many, many Christians before he was converted. Well, whatever it was, the result was that Alexander did Paul much harm. Paul says it was personal. He says in that verse, he did me much harm. And Paul acknowledges it. He's open about it. So I don't know about you, but if someone in your past has greatly wronged you, deeply harmed you, personally hurt you, spreading deception about you, and people believed it, or used your own past against you, and it was just unfair, unbalanced, the way they reported about it, and it damaged things in your present life, it is okay to acknowledge this. Paul, the effective apostle, acknowledged it, acknowledged how he became at this point ineffective because of Alexander. So people harm us. Secondly, though, people get away with it. How, so you see how in these two verses, Alexander is still out there. Alexander still has influence. Alexander is still on the loose. Verse 15, he says, Timothy, you must beware of him. Alexander is still free to speak and to harm Paul and to harm Timothy and to resist them. Maybe it was that Alexander had influence in congregations. Maybe Alexander had influence through local business, local government, other business owners who would harass Christians, or even shut down their meetings through their rumors and falsehoods about Christians. And you likely have people who harmed you. Maybe they abused you. Maybe they ruined career situations. Maybe they torched your family or your home. Maybe they got away with it somehow. And maybe you're still having to face them in the legal system, and the outcome does not seem certain. Has someone ruined something in your professional life, your domestic situation, your social network? and gotten away with it. People harm us, they get away with it. But thirdly, people don't get away with it. They don't get away with it. Even though Alexander still has power to harm Timothy, Paul is not worried about it. He's warning him, but he's not worried about it. Paul is not on a campaign to clear up all of the smoke, all of the political manipulations of Alexander. Why? It's what he says in verse 15. May the Lord repay him according to his works. Paul has handed Alexander over to be dealt with by the Lord. Paul is very clear. I'm not the avenger. God is the avenger. And so Paul has handed Alexander over in prayer. And it's likely a recurring prayer that Paul makes. When people wrong us, we should acknowledge it. But we need to forgive it, or else leave it with the Lord for judgment, for retaliation. Will people like Alexander get away with what they've done? Well, recall Romans 2, verse 6. God will render to each one according to his deeds. Recall Matthew 16, 27. For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. Paul is willing to take something that someone did, maybe a year ago, maybe 5 years ago, and wait as long as it takes, even if it's thousands of years, until the second coming of Christ, if that's how long it will be, that God wills before he deals with it. But God will deal with Alexander sooner or later. No one gets away with anything. Now, how do you know this? When people deeply offend you, harm you significantly, how do you leave it with the Lord and not let it eat you up? How can you be sure that the wicked person will be dealt with? Well, it's because of the gospel. In the gospel, Jesus Christ was deeply hurt by an evil being, the devil, Satan, Lucifer. And by the resistance and the engineering of the devil, Jesus was nailed to the cross and died. But Hebrews 2 tells us, through death, Jesus destroyed him who had the power of death, that is the devil. Jesus defeated the evil one so that you would be free from the fear of death and the fear of evil people. Because Jesus defeated the strongest evil one, he will have no difficulty defeating lesser evil ones. Jesus can and will address all of the great harm done to those who are in him. And so if you can entrust your salvation and your vindication to Jesus, like Paul did, that will give you a peace. You won't be all eaten up about what about him, what about her. A peace to know that God will address evil. He will deal with the lies. A peace that you will be able to use to pray for your enemies and those who abusively use you. Finally, there's one last closing implicit reminder in this passage. We have here, right on the surface, overtly, Alexander, who was a wicked, harmful person. But there's another person here who is a wicked and harmful person. Paul, the writer, who broke up families, tore up congregations, ruined the lives of believers. People were probably praying at that time that the Lord would repay Paul for what he had done. And the Lord did. The Lord arrested Paul, blinded Paul, and then gave Paul true sight and a new heart. So the call to us in that is, remember the evil from which we ourselves were saved. Believe God can address the evil that you now suffer. Amen.